Welcome to Shallow Deep Dive, where we take a deepish dive into the shallow world of branding, advertising, and creative. I'm Joe Qualls. Today we're covering strategy. Do it first, or you'll end up paying at least twice. Picture a room the week before a launch. The site is nearly done, the deck is nearly done, everyone's tired in the good way, and the meeting is about a button. Someone wants it green, someone else wants the darker brand color, a third person, quieter, thinks the button shouldn't be there at all. The argument runs 20 minutes, which is a long time to spend on a button, and it ends the way these arguments usually end. The most senior person in the room picks a color so everyone can go home. Notice what that argument was really about. It was never about the color. Green versus dark blue is standing in for a question nobody answered months ago, which is what this page is actually asking someone to do, and who it's for. Settle that, and the color follows in about a minute. Leave it unsettled, and the decision waits all the way to launch week, then surfaces in the most expensive room in the whole process, wearing a disguise. It looks like a disagreement about a button. It's a positioning decision arriving late. That's the idea we want to sit with today. Skipping strategy doesn't skip the decisions. It just moves them. It moves them out of a quiet conversation at the start and into design rounds, homepage debates, and launch week panic, where the same decisions cost a great deal more to make. And we understand why teams skip it. Going straight to the work feels fast. You're not sitting in a workshop drawing quadrants on a whiteboard. You're making logos, building the homepage, writing the campaign line, filling the deck. There's visible output by Friday, and visible output feels like progress. But you haven't skipped the strategic conversation. You've only delayed it until it's buried inside the cost of production. And production is a very expensive way to have the strategy conversation late. You can see where the bill lands once you know to look. It's in the revision rounds that never quite converge because there's no agreed standard to judge against, so feedback becomes a matter of taste, and taste doesn't resolve. It's in that meeting about the color of the button. It's in a homepage that keeps growing sections because nobody decided what matters most, so everything is allowed to matter a little. It's in a campaign that looks polished and lands strangely hollow because it's executing beautifully, a point of view no one ever sharpened. And it's in the quietest one of all. A sales team that starts rewriting the brand language on their own, in emails and on calls, because the words they were handed don't match the offer they actually sell. None of that reads as a strategy problem on the invoice. It reads as design time and dev time and meetings. But that is what it is. So it's worth being plain about what we mean by strategy, because the word carries a lot of baggage it doesn't deserve. We don't mean a deck. We don't mean an offsite with butcher's paper and a facilitator. We don't mean a laminated set of values nobody reads twice. Practically, strategy is just this: the set of decisions that makes the work easier to judge. That's the whole of it. When the decisions are made, you can look at a design and know whether it's right, instead of only knowing whether you like it. There's a short list of questions those decisions answer. Who are we for? What are they trying to solve? What do they already believe? What do we need them to believe next? What are we asking them to do? What can we say that our competitors can't say as credibly? And what should we stop saying because it's getting in the way? 7 questions. None of them need a workshop. But notice what they share. Everyone is a decision, and everyone is easier to make in a quiet conversation than in the middle of a design round. When those answers stay vague, the creative work has to carry them instead. Design ends up doing positioning's job. Copy ends up doing the product clarity work nobody did upstream. The website ends up standing in for sales training. Everything downstream gets heavier than it needs to be because it's quietly compensating for a decision that was never made. That's the weight. It isn't in the strategy. It's in the absence of it, which gives you 2 paths, and the thing to notice is that they contain exactly the same thinking. On the first path, you brief it, you think first, you settle on one direction, you build that direction once, and you launch. You paid for the thinking once. On the second, you go straight to production, you build, you gather rounds of feedback, and slowly, round by round, you arrive at a strategy by accident, and then you launch, eventually. You paid for the thinking on that path too. You just paid for it twice, not 2 invoices, 1 conversation, bought at production rates instead of thinking rates. The work doesn't get to avoid the decision. It only gets to choose whether the decision is cheap or expensive. Michael Porter put the useful half of this in one line. The essence of strategy is choosing what not to do. That's the part that feels like a loss and is actually the saving. And it points at something people get backwards. Good strategy doesn't add to a brand. It removes weight, not by making the brand smaller, but by making it easier to use. It gives the team a line to come back to when the work gets noisy. It gives the design its reasoning, the copy its edge, the website a path through it, and the campaign a purpose beyond looking good. That's why, in the way we work, think comes first. Not because thinking matters more than making. Making is the point. Nobody remembers the strategy. They remember the work. Think comes first because it lowers the cost of every decision that comes after it. A choice made early, deliberately, is cheap. The same choice made late by accident in a revision round is not. This matters most for a particular kind of business, the ones in transition. A founder-led company growing up and needing to sound like more than its founder. A local organization stepping into a wider market. A product with real capability and a story that hasn't caught up to it. A public service team trying to make genuinely important information clear to the people who need it. A complex property or workplace offer with a lot of moving parts to hold together. In every one of those, the work is being asked to do something it hasn't done before, and that's exactly when carrying the decisions unmade gets most expensive. There's an obvious objection, and it's worth naming, because it's usually the reason strategy gets skipped. Strategy will slow us down. And bad strategy will, the kind that produces a 40-page document nobody reads, and a set of values that could belong to any company on Earth. If that's been your experience of strategy, skipping it is a rational response. But practical strategy does the opposite. It speeds the work up. It cuts the number of directions worth building from 10 down to 2. It stops a team constructing 3 weeks of work on an assumption no one tested. And it lets everyone see why the work is taking the shape it is, which, as it happens, is the thing that actually ends the argument about the button. So it comes down to a fairly plain choice, and it isn't really whether to do the thinking. The thinking gets done either way. Every project resolves its strategy in the end, or it doesn't launch. The only real choice is when and with whom. You either do it up front, on purpose, with the right people in the room and an afternoon, or you do it later, by accident, spread thin across rounds of feedback and a launch week argument about the color of a button. One of those is a great deal cheaper. Do the thinking once before it gets expensive. Thank you for indulging us in today's shallow deep dive. We hope you'll join us for the next one. Until then, take care.